So the Dolphins' Pro Bowl offensive lineman Terron Armstead has officially announced he is retiring after 12 seasons at 33 years old. We know that he had a lot of a tread on the tires. He always missed a couple of games here and there for us because of injury, and maybe he just figured can't give it a go again. But what does that mean for the Miami Dolphins? Well, number one, you lose a Pro Bowl caliber offensive lineman. But number two, like you said earlier, Vlad, the leadership in the locker room, where is it going to come from now? On the defense, you knew it was Calais Campbell, who last year did a yeoman's job in an excelled age. He was in his late 30s. Terron Armstead, you knew on the offensive side, he was the guy everybody turned to, everybody looked for, everybody listened to. So you lose Calais Campbell. He signed a one-year, $5.5, possibly $7.5 million deal with the Arizona Cardinals. Terron Armstead looks like he will not be with the team next year, most likely. I don't know where to look for a leadership. Is it Zach Sealer?
He said he retired. That means he's not being with the team.
That's it. Is it Zach Sealer on defense? Who on offense? Is it time for Tua Tagovailoa to step up?
And that was a great tag team. You know what I mean? Calais and Zach. And
two big wily veterans that knew the game.
And it's going to be very interesting who they're going to put right alongside Zach to see if they can have the same production that those two had last year. Those two were a handful. Like, they love playing right next to each other because they knew the way they worked. It was a good synergy with both of them, and it's going to be very interesting to see right now.
Well, that's the thing. The glaring things that you lose are, first of all, a lot of production and talent on both sides of the ball with Terron Armstead, who is your best offensive lineman, and Calais Campbell, who, if he's not your best defensive lineman, he's right up there with Zach Sealer. But you lose that leadership.
Listen, man, let's stop poo-pooing around the situation. Guess what? They paid them boys last year. It's time for them boys to get to act like their contract. Play for it like they're getting paid, and to act like the leaders that they're being paid as well. It's Tua's team now. It's always been Tua's team, but it's Tua's team. You got that you got that extension, Playboy. Now it's time for you to lead that team.
Yeah, the money they're paying.
You got to do something with 10.
No, that's the thing. The money they're paying Tua Tagovailoa doesn't just for his play. For the whole package.
That's what I'm saying.
They need to expect that. They need to.
Cousin. They all got extensions.
Yeah.
And that also goes down to the little, you know, Mikey Fit.
He got the extension.
You got 4 years here. It's got to be your team. They got to follow your culture. If you're too loosey-goosey, they're going to be loosey-goosey. You got to be strict. You got to be strict. That's it. Like, everybody follows the MO of their coach. The Steelers, you know Mike Tomlin. Ravens, John Harbaugh. You know the MO of the team. The Niners, Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs, Big Red. Even the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, they follow, you follow Mike McDaniel. It seems to me if you follow Mike McDaniel, everything looks good in the beginning. But when things hit the fan, you kind of you flake out.
I just don't see Tyreek Hill, with the pay or the no pay, being a leader on this team with everything that goes on around him, with the way he walked out last year.
Everybody that got the extension last year, Dan, it's time for them to show up, not only playing-wise or coaching-wise, as a leader. Like you said, this is a package deal. When you get paid, you become a voice and leader of this squad. Everybody that played to the level of their contract that they got, it's also time for you to lead at the level with the contract that you got. So, yes, and unfortunately, I don't know if you want to follow Tyreek Hill. Sorry, Reek. You just had a crappy year last year, and a lot of your decisions were I don't know if I want somebody who trolls so much to be the really lead on my team or anything like that. Trolling, that's good for the kid. You're kind of grown. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're over 30.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No. Yep. Tua, I need more. I need you to, if you got to chew somebody's ass, I need you to do that.
But we do this every year, Vlad. Everyone needs to step up. Everyone needs to play more. Everyone needs to be healthy with the Miami Heat, with the Miami Dolphins, and we're going to expect to just step up.
Other than this year.
Does Tua have leadership ability in
him? Let me ask you this. Other than this season, did you ever question the leadership of the Miami Heat?
No.
Why?
Because they have a track record.
But who was there?
Pat Riley.
No, but other than that, who was the voice in the locker room?
Jimmy Butler. Oh, are you talking about Udonis Haslem?
Okay,
before?
Yes. So even if Jimmy was acting up, UD was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Who's the voice in that Dolphins locker room. Because I know what happened last year when, because it started from the first game of the season when Buddy got hemmed up by the police and was put on the ground. Let me ask you this. If Calais wasn't there and Jonnu Smith wasn't there, would we have given Tyreek the more of the benefit of the doubt and be like, the cops were wilding? It's because Calais and Jonnu Smith, especially Calais, was there, and Calais was speaking up. Nah, that was wrong. Once Calais spoke up, we were like, nah, that's messed up. Why? Because that man is such a leader, such respected by not only the locker room, but the people in the community in his first season here, that we knew that, if they messing with Calais.
If he's standing up for him.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have that anymore.
I mean, where does the leadership come from? Jonnu Smith is your tight end lead, be one of the leaders on this team? I don't think it's in Tyreek. I don't think it's in Tua to be a leader. They can be great players, but sometimes your best player isn't your best leader. So do you have Zach Sealer, who has been an anchor for the defense, and we do know he's somewhat of a leader for this team? And then do we have Jonnu Smith?
Jonnu was a leader. That Jonnu was one of the guys. Let me say, so I didn't include him. I've been saying that the last 2 days, like, you know, Teron and Calais. But Jonnu was also another leader, another person who game in, game out, was there to answer the questions and be honest with the reporters and the media and the fan, but also breed confidence and a reassurance to the team that, you know, to the fan base that we're going to get this thing together. And they almost did. So, like, let's not be yesterday. They almost did. Was it late? Yes. But they played well, and the guys still played for each other. I don't know right now that the first sign of anxiety or the first sign of turmoil.
When the going gets tough.
Right. I don't know if you don't have that number 93, that big 6'8 guy when he spoke. When he said, I'm hungry, we're hungry. You listen to that. Yeah. I'm going to fight for that guy right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. When I see Teron Armstead having to harness himself just to get ready, just to go into battle with you guys, with us. You damn right I'm going to step up my play. I'm going to go for that OG. Who's that right now? Zach Sealer's a great player, but who's that?
I wanted to ask you, Vlad.
Who's that voice right now?
I'm going to defer to you because you were in the locker room for all the home games last season. You get a feel. I've done it before. I got a feel for who is, you know, looked up to, who's listened to on the team. Who do you think can possibly step up and fulfill more of a leadership role this year that's already kind of exhibited some of the stuff, and you get that kind of feel from that person? Because I know when I was in there, and this was a couple years back, Xavier Howard, for whatever you want to say about him, was
he's
looked
not there
up
no
to.
More.
Right, no, but I'm saying, like, even though he wasn't quote-unquote a leader of the team.
I don't want to put, like, I mean, I guess I have because I already saw it, but I got to put it on the big guys. Like, if Jalen Ramsey soak up, they going to follow. That's all pro right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe they do. Maybe he's not. Well, Jalen doesn't want to talk to me. He just wants to do his work, and that's it. I guess what we also want for the media, the fan base, and for the public perception is that there is a voice. Like, there is a voice, a leader, a figurehead, as you would say, for the team. And I don't think we think that with one.
No.
One is a good guy. He's a family man. We understand that, but we don't see one. Even though we hear that, we just never see it. It's not been demonstrative or in front of us. So I don't think it's one. I think we all, for a fact right now, don't want 10 to be any type of leader.
I don't think he can.
Okay. I don't think 17 is that either. 17's great, though.
Not very vocal.
But he's not very vocal. 17 will talk to you, but 17 talks to you when, you know, everything's kind of great. You know what I mean? A guy that talked in the media, and sometimes it was funny, but he's no longer on the team anymore. It's number Javon. Javon would talk to the media.
Right.
Javon would speak up and let people know what's going on. Stuff. I don't know because I don't know who's the. I think it would have to be John. I mean, it's definitely going to have to be Jonnu.
I would like to see Jalen Ramsey step up a little bit. He got paid. He needs to step up.
You know, Sealer might have to be a little bit more vocal.
Yes, for sure.
Austin Jackson's going to have to speak up because pretty much he's the vet in that O-line. Yeah. And the best O-lineman left.
Hard to believe.
And he got paid, too.
He did get extension. It was somewhat friendly, but
it
this is
matter,
what I wanted to
when they give you the extension, that means you are a – when you get a second contract with a team, that means they really, really like you.
Yeah.
And you really like them because you re-signed with them. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, you are a vested part of that team. So, that means you have a right to be more vocal – and say things because you've experience everything that's gone in, you know, with this team, with the team's development, their progression or their regression. But you've been there. So, yes, you have a voice. And if you get paid a lot, you have a more vocal, you have a more loud voice.
That's the thing, too. It's such a weird mix to be a leader and a captain of a team, because it's a mixture of being a leader, being someone that's respected, being someone that's liked. But at the same time, you do have to have a certain skill level. Because if you say, no, because if you're the best leader on this team and you're...
And you're trash?
Yeah. No one's looking up to you and saying, I'll go out there and bust my you-know-what.
You could be...
Who's the guy that they always
love? I don't want to take a shot. You could be... You know what? Don't be Tanasis Antetokounmpo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be a vocal guy and stuff like that. But if you ain't got the skill to back it up, nobody's going to believe you.
And people are coming online, watch Liam Eichenberg be named team captain.
That'd be
Alec
horrible.
Ingold can be a leader. Alec Ingold has a great...
Story.
Presence and
story. Right.
I don't think he has enough.
He could be a leader. Don't get it twisted.
He can be a leader.
He could be the leader because of the fact that, you know, he goes out and he gives it all, his all. Let me tell you this. There are guys who are good football players, but they might not be talented, but they got the drive, they got the intangibles, whatever, in order to bring the team together. That can be a leader, but doesn't necessarily mean he's the most, he's the best
he's the
at
captain.
His position,
yeah.
But he's the captain, he brings the team together. You could do that. Like, I don't want to knock Alec Ingold, but for his fullback, for the position that he played, he's one of the best at his position.
Right, but.
So therefore, but I mean, he's not going to be a guy who's being thrown the ball 15, he's not getting 15 targets or carrying the ball 20 times.
Yeah.
But he could be a leader.
Go with the gold standard. Who leads the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, it's Patty. It's
Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes.
It's 87.
Adam Jones.
It's 95.
Chris Jones. It's Andy Reid. It's their best of the best.
Right. It's good when your best players are also your leaders.
Yeah. There's, you know,
17 in Buffalo.
Like, it's not a coincidence.
No, listen. When I'm really thinking about it, it's not good when I know he's the vet and he's like 38,
you
so he's the OG
leader,
of OG.
But the leader.
But even with that, the leader should be the guy that's behind center.
Yeah.
Like, we see what Joe Burrow does, and Joe Burrow's quiet, but you clearly know he's the leader of that locker room.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
Hey, I want my guys. Oh, okay, Joe. Okay.
I thought something was very interesting. Our guy, Channing Crowder, he also has that Pivot podcast, Fred Taylor, and also Ryan Clark.
But those were leaders of their teams.
What I'm saying is they've asked for Tua Tagovailoa several times for the podcast, and the Dolphins do not give them to him. And Crowder has said this, his strong point isn't doing interviews. And I started thinking, when was the last time Tua did it outside of, you know, a press conference interview? And what did he say?
Oh, that was the whole Brian Flores
terrible
thing.
Person. Put his foot in his mouth.
And then everything went reverse.
And after that, the Dolphins said, out.
No.
We're not doing this anymore.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, concussion. That's when everything.
That's true.
It all went bad after that for the Dolphins after he said that.
His strong.
The curse of Lebatar.
His strong point is not chumming it up with the media. And, you know, maybe he is a leader. I'm sure in some ways he is. I know when I was in the locker room, he's still a young guy. Didn't seem like he was the guy that was, you know, yelling at people and people were like really talking to. Once again,
he attracts, like they follow him. They follow him. He does attract. There is
a magnetism.
Yeah, there's a magnetism with him, but it's not the, you know. I think some people follow people that are very demonstrative, and some people just follow people who their words can get you to act right. Calais Campbell's a 6'8" man with a loud, gravelly voice that if he speaks and if he's demonstrative, you're going to listen.
Yes.
Teron Armstead is a big guy with a voice. If he talks, you're going to listen. I don't know if the Miami Dolphins has anybody like that in that locker room as we speak right now.
Right.
And it ain't going to be a rookie that you draft, because that's going to be wild.
Yeah, no rookies coming in and being a leader of a team in a pro football situation.
So
you got to earn your keep. That brings up another point, Vlad, we haven't even got to. Does it change the way the Dolphins now have to view this draft? Or do they think that Patrick Paul, he's our guy?
No, you better draft the O-lineman.
Better draft a lot of O-linemen and a lot of D-linemen. And, by the way, you have secondary issues like a cover corner, and you have no safety right now. And as of now, Liam Eichenberg will be a starter on O-linemen this offensive line.
O-linemen is like pens. You can never have enough.
Oh, no, you can never have enough, and you can lose them easy. So, yeah,
right.
Stack them up. Stack them up. Wow. This Dolphins offseason has been complicated. Hopefully Mike McDaniel, those guys figured out, else.
They made their moves last season when they gave all those gentlemen an extension. And what did I come to the release? What did I tell? What did we come to the realization, the conclusion to?
This is
like
the
midway through the season, we're like, you know what? If there was a season they could really F it up, it was 24. Because you know why? The contracts don't kick in until 25.
They kick in now.
Now this is the season where, there's such a microscope on McDaniel and his team that, yes, every decision, every move is going to be highly criticized.
I'll put it this way. This offseason has been highly complicated. They better figure it out or else things will get very uncomplicated for the Miami Dolphins the next offseason.